It's your day in tech history, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Carbonite, where you can get a 15-day free trial by going over to geekazine.com/carbonfree. Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers here, and I welcome you to the Day in Tech History at dayintechhistory.com. It's part of the Tech Podcast Network. You can subscribe via iTunes, Zune, or Stitcher Internet Radio. Our Twitter is Day in Tech Hist, and all show notes are on the wiki page if you want to follow along. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. August 23rd, 1609, the telescope was first demonstrated by Galileo. 1956, Bell Laboratories announced their experiment with a picture phone transmission that sends pictures along with sound over regular telephone lines. 1973, the Intelsat communications satellite was launched. 1983, Origin Systems released the role-playing game Ultima 3 Exodus for personal computers. It would have an immense influence on the development of both the American and Japanese traditions of role-playing video games, and was one of my favorite games in growing up. 1993, Nintendo announced that it had agreed to the Silicon Graphics technology in a video game platform it's developing with 64-bit MIPS R4000 processor. The news instantly knocks out the price of 3DO shares down $4.50. 1995, Microsoft released their Windows 95 operating system, which include web browser, called Internet Explorer, and by the fall of 1996, Internet Explorer will have seized a third of the market share. 1998, the world's first professional auction of Atari memorabilia took place at the Holiday Inn Boardwalk Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. Also in 1998, the Paramount website was hacked by Zyklon, a member of the Seattle hacking group Legions of the Underground. And in 1999, Pyra Labs launched the Blogger Personal Website Publishing System, one of the earliest dedicated blog publishing tools. If you're a small or medium business that doesn't have any type of backup to their computer offsite, well, you need to start, because you never know. Fire, flood, theft, all these things can turn your business from a great success to a great failure. And we don't want that. We want you to bring everything back so you can make the next social network or make the next big thing, and do that by backing up all your stuff offsite by using Carbonite. Now, they have pro plans and server plans. Pro plans starting at $269.99 a year, and server plans starting at $799.99 a year. You can hook up unlimited computers or servers. It is easy to use web dashboard, and it's all HIPAA compliant if you are a startup healthcare. Awesome there. Check it all out. Go over to geekazine.com/carbonite, geekazine.com/carbonite, and back up now, back up often, back up all the time using Carbonite. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. 2000, Intel announced the X-Scale processor for future handheld computers and demonstrated a processor running at 1 gigahertz. 2001, IBM launched a new marketing campaign that included a new logo of their traditional blue and white stripes graphically peeled back to reveal the words IBM technology. 2002, Apple Computer launched Mac OS X 10.2 operating system. The version included several new features, including the instant messaging client iChat and handwriting recognition technology Inkwell. Jaguar price was $129 for single or $199 for a 5-user package. 2003, Jesus Aquendo, SIL of AntiOffice, released the Border Router Attack Tool, or BRAT, as part of the Theories in Denial of Service and an effort to make administrators aware of the possibility of a worm attack. 2005, Yahoo acquired 40% of Alibaba.com auction site for $1 billion, and Alibaba would take over operation of Yahoo China. 2007, the first hashtag showed up on Twitter. Hashtags have been used on IRC, but Twitter user Chris Messina, at Chris Messina or Factory Joe, tweeted this: "How would you feel about using pound for groups?" He did the pound sign and then said in parentheses pound, as in, for example, pound bar camp. 2010, Google iOS search application gets push notifications. Satellite TV service Dish Network takes its online streaming service out of beta and begins putting shows online. And also in 2010, RIAA President Kerry Sherman announced that the U.S. copyright law is not working. He proposes broadband providers need to agree to anti-piracy measures. 2011, Yale and Purdue universities report exposure to over 43,000 Social Security numbers. And in 2013, Steve Ballmer announced that he would be retiring within the next 12 months. And Apple acquires Embark, a transit map app. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2014 JMP Enterprise and geekazine.com.